Like many families across the state, as prices have gone up, my family's budget has been stretched thin by failed Biden-Evers economic policies. Hi, I'm Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara, representing Wisconsin's 19th Senate District. Over the past 5 years, prices for everyday necessities have skyrocketed. Want to feed your family? A gallon of milk costs you 35% more, and a dozen eggs, 40% more. How about a drive to work? You're paying 75% more for that tank of gas. How about simply keeping your family warm? Heating your house now costs you a whopping 125% more than it did in 2019. Earlier this year, we found out that there would be a budget surplus of roughly $7 billion. The legislators' version of the budget would have returned more than $4 billion of that surplus to the taxpayers in the form of a middle-class tax cut. Unfortunately, when the budget reached Governor Evers' desk, he vetoed the tax cut. Governor Evers used his veto pen to raise taxes on Wisconsinites making a little more than $27,000 per year. While hardworking Wisconsinites like you are suffering the bitter consequences of inflation, Governor Evers is sitting on $4 billion of taxpayer money. Are you okay with that? Because I'm not. I'm absolutely not okay with sitting by and watching my fellow Wisconsin families continue to suffer. So I've decided to take the lead on providing tax relief to Wisconsin families. Senate Bill 435, which I have introduced, would save the average Wisconsin taxpayer $750 each year by reducing the tax on the middle class tax bracket. It would also provide retirement income tax-free, enabling our seniors to keep more of the money they worked hard to earn during their career. Senate Republicans are standing up for you by fighting to get your money back where it belongs, in your pocket. That's because we know there's only one person who knows best how to spend your money. We know it's certainly not Governor Evers.